Hi, everyone, and thank you for listening to my very first podcast. I decided to share with you some information that I learned this week from the 2017 NMC Technology Outlook for Nordic Schools. The first reading discusses significant challenges impeding technology adoption, which include solvable challenges, difficult challenges, and wicked challenges. My second reading addresses time adoption 4 to 5 years, which includes speech-to-speech translation, virtual and remote laboratories, virtual assistants, and wearable technology. So solvable challenges, which are challenges that are understood and have solutions for technology adoption in Nordic schools, include blending informal and formal learning together, gaps between technology and pedagogy, as well as integrating technology in teacher education. So in order to blend informal and formal learning, Finnish and Swedish students are using an Intofactor Skilly tool to analyze what they have learned as well as the quality of their learning experience. And these are based on set goals. For difficult challenges, these are challenges that are understood, but solutions are elusive. For technology adoption in Nordic schools, they include advancing digital equity, balancing connected and unconnected life, and major changes in school culture and infrastructure. So in order to balance connected and unconnected life, this requires educators to promote a balance between students' technology usage and their developmental needs, by making students aware of their digital footprint and the implications of that footprint, which I found very interesting. Wicked challenges. These are challenges that are complex to define as well as to address. And these include achievement gaps, systematic policies and synergies for better learning, and teaching complex thinking. To support complex thinking, Sweden has proposed curriculum that will integrate the use of digital tools for logical thinking, source critique, and creative problem solving. So for my second reading, which talks about speech-to-speech translation, this provides students with multi-language learning in the classroom, as well as the ability to collaborate on global projects. Virtual and remote laboratories make equipment and elements of physical science laboratories available from locations all over the world via the web. Also, in the near future, Nordic schools expect to have virtual assistants in the classroom as personalized learning aids for students. And wearable technology, such as eyewear, jewelry, and clothes, are used to track where people go, what people do, and how much time they spend doing it. I found it interesting that Swedish scientists are developing ways to power wearable devices through blood in order to inform medical applications. I hope you found these readings as interesting as I did. And again, thank you for listening to my first podcast.